the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Welcome to another program of the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. This is Eric Larson. I'm the Extension Corn Specialist with Mississippi State University Extension. And with me today is my research associate who works with the Corn Verification Program, Nolan Stapleton.
Glad to be here.
Nolan, we had a really good week this week as far as weather. Relative to the corn crop, very mild temperatures. We got some rainfall about a week or 10 days ago across much of the state. So we had a really good week for the corn crop. A lot of our early planted corn is now pollinated and is progressing through the early reproductive stages, so this nice weather couldn't be more well-timed. And this is obviously an important time of year, so today we're going to plan on discussing some of the mid-season issues that we've been seeing across the state, as well as some important management tips.
We are seeing some variability in the crop right now. Could you explain why we're seeing that?
Well, we started getting some questions about short corn height back when corn first started tasseling, and certainly there is some short corn, but the key point that you made was absolutely correct in that the corn height in general is a lot more variable this year. And a lot of that, I think, is relative to the environmental conditions that we had early on, primarily very wet soils, very wet conditions through the month of April, very cool conditions, and probably most importantly overall, a lot of our field practices that we have conducted not only this spring, but starting back as early as last fall's harvested, were done when the soil moisture was fairly wet. So we compacted the soil at that time period in harvest last year. Oftentimes we established raised beds. This year during the springtime when soils were wet, we certainly planted when it was wet and side-dressed, all during time periods where we could potentially be imparting some compaction in the fields that is leading to the variability that we're seeing. And I think that's one of the primary factors that is causing the waviness that we see in our corn this year. And that's obviously a bit of an issue in terms of light interception and the photosynthetic capability of the plant. A lot of that is highly related to the environment and, frankly, the conditions that we were dealt early on where we had to get across these fields with our tractors when the soil moisture was relatively moist.
Absolutely. Changing gears a little bit, let's talk about some of the management factors that we should be focusing on right now.
Well, we've got all kinds of different ages of corn in the state. We've got some corn that's already pollinated and is progressing through those early reproductive stages. And on that corn, obviously, if we have irrigation capability, that's one of the things that we need to really be focusing on now, as well as scouting for various pests during the remainder of the growing season, as well as other issues. And the third thing, particularly for our later planted corn, is making sure that we apply our fertilizer and get it incorporated in time so that crop responds well and realizes its potential in that scenario.
And most of our early planted corn has now tasseled. How will that affect our irrigation strategy?
Well, during the previous shows, particularly pre-tassel, we were talking about using a conservative irrigation strategy. And at this time period, from shortly prior to tassel until about dough stage, the corn is at its maximum water use and it's extremely sensitive to water stress. So we want to use a much more liberal irrigation strategy during this time period in order to satisfy that crop demand without incurring any stress during that time period. So it's very important to ramp up things in terms of irrigation capabilities and making sure that we don't have any drought stress on the crop during this key time period.
And switching from irrigation to fertilizer applications, we've had some concerns or issues, you could say, with nitrogen fertilizer losses. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
We've had extremes from wet, flooded conditions this spring to several extended weeks of dry periods as well, and both of those can cause nitrogen fertilizer losses in different regards. For our early planted crop that had nitrogen fertilizer applied in early April, the saturated conditions that we had during April and early May are going to cause denitrification losses, which growers are trying to make decisions on whether to supplement their nitrogen level to account for those losses. That's relatively complex in the estimates associated with that problem, so I would recommend contacting us or our fertility specialist to make those estimates regarding those losses. because I think we can still make some supplemental applications to address that in some cases. The other thing that we're seeing, particularly with some of these later planted dryland fields, is that dry weather that we had during the latter part of the month of May and leading up to the 1st of June could cause some serious complications as far as nitrogen incorporation into the soil. You know, we've seen some issues, particularly in some of the areas of the state where folks don't have nitrogen side dress rigs where they're relying upon broadcast application of nitrogen fertilizer, where those applications were made at the onset or sometime during that dry weather, and we're relying upon rainfall in order to incorporate that nitrogen. The problem is once corn enters its rapid growth stages after it's about a foot tall, it requires a lot of nitrogen, and not having nitrogen available during those growth stages could reduce the plant height, it could potentially reduce the ear size and cause other yield limitations that we're not going to be able to account for when there is rainfall that incorporates that nitrogen slightly later on during the growing season. So certainly there's some concern there regarding the methodology and the complications associated with the environment in the proper incorporation and availability for that important resource for the crop.
Now switching from fertilizer application issues and that topic, let's talk a little bit more about the pesticide applications.
One of the most common questions we get at this time of the year is whether we recommend putting out an automatic fungicide application normally. Could be another type of pesticide application as well, but that's the most common one that we get. And our recommendation with the Mississippi State University Extension Service is to only make applications as justified by field scouting. If there is no threat of a disease in this instance out there, it's highly unlikely that we'll see a positive yield response to a fungicide application. And we've got plentiful research that supports that when we've done years of research on such topics. Not only will we not see a response of the crop from a yield standpoint, we're not going to improve stock strength. We're not going to improve plant health unless there's a disease present that's going to threaten the plant in some regard. So there's certainly some issues associated with that. Part of the problem associated with making a predetermined application of a pesticide in corn is that corn has a rather long grain filling period, as long as 55 to 60 days normally. So a pesticide application is normally only going to last 2 or 3 weeks, and it's extremely rare for us to have a specific disease issue, particularly during the 3-week period following tassel. You know, if we think about the weather that we've had this week and we've had over the past several weeks, normally we have relatively warm conditions, a lot of sunshine, and if you're in the field looking at the corn crop, there are just not a lot of issues on the leaves in terms of diseases during this time period. So we would prefer to wait until we see disease development occurring during the crop and make a fungicide application or whatever necessary pesticide application we need to make only when there's something threatening the crop during the growing season where it ensures that the likelihood of a response to that pesticide is a lot greater than what it would be if we're making a predetermined response.
So at this stage in the crop, we should be looking for disease, insects, and nutrient deficiencies over the next several weeks in order to help benefit this crop as well as next year's crop.
Absolutely so. There's a lot that we can not only learn and make management adjustments during this season, but if they're not available to adjust for this season, then certainly we can adjust our practices and do a better job of growing our corn crop the following year.
And a great takeaway from what we just talked about is that weekly scouting is more effective pretty much always than an automatic application.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot that we can learn, a lot of value associated with that, and that's why a lot more of our corn acres in general have consultants and other folks that are regularly looking in the corn crop. It pays to do so, and we become better crop managers when we do that. Thank you, listeners, once again. Obviously, this is a very important time in terms of the crop as it determines its yield potential. We thank you for joining us once again with the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast, and hopefully you will subscribe to that and be sure to join us again next time.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.